Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Of course, huge hurricane issues going on down in Florida, and NBC reporter Kyla Gaylor was reporting in Naples, Florida, while talking about Hurricane Ian, and a lot of the viewers noticed something odd on her microphone, and here's Kyla sharing that she puts condoms on her microphone while in the field for protection.
A lot of people are asking, what is on my microphone? It is what you think it is. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. We can't get these mics wet. There's a lot of wind. There's a lot of rain. So we got to do what we got to do, and that is put a condom on the microphone.
It's got the little tip thing.
Yeah, so I feel funny. Like there should be something else that she could do. I think she's being very provocative. There has to be some device that they have that
I'm
you put
sure
on it.
I'm sure they do, but they're probably charging how much money for a special microphone device? And condoms are like, what, 25, 50 cents a piece?
Well, you know what?
Depends on what kind you get.
Yeah, if you're just getting
if you're protecting this expensive microphone, I hope you're going with Trojan or Durex.
Yes. You'll probably need the Magnums at that
and
point.
And non-lubricated. Yes.
Oh. You may
What about ribbed for her pleasure?
That's the one, yeah. You got to get that.
For her grip. Yeah,
yes,
of course.
It's all, you know, personal preference.
Well, because, you know, the wind, you don't want that microphone to slide out of her hand, so it needs, like, a good, like, you know, like some ribs.
Not at all.
Yeah, I 100% behind you on that one. Yeah, it's, I have never seen that in all of the bad weather reporting I have seen in my life. I have never seen anybody cover a microphone with anything except a windscreen.
Yeah.
But I guess it makes sense. You need something to stop the rain from going in there, but I've never seen anybody.
I've seen people use like a plastic bag.
Oh, yeah, I haven't even seen that.
Like even Saran wrap would probably work, I would think.
Yeah.
Like you just kind of put it, but maybe the, yeah, I mean, I guess desperate times calls for desperate measures, and if all you could get your hands on is a condom.
That says a lot about her, though.
What does it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that you have that she's always ready and very safe. I think it says that, you know what? At any given moment, if she's ready to rock, she's going to make it safe.
That's funny. I just thought there was like a convenience store right by there, and she's just like in a pinch, like, I don't know what to get.
Well, like they have Saran wrap and all that at convenience stores, too, like you said.
They have all that.
A gas station, though.
They have it at gas station, Saran wrap.
All gas stations?
Oh, yeah, they got plastic wrap.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes those things are not restocked.
Yeah.
Well, that could be.
Plus, at that point, too, it's like, well, it's maybe she's just an experienced reporter, and she just buys them in bulk for this specific reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm thinking Saran wrap isn't, in theory, it's a great idea, but have you ever tried putting Saran wrap on everything? It starts to stick to itself. It's such a pain in the ass.
Putting on a condom is not necessarily a super easy thing to do either.
What?
But it's meant for a microphone.
Yeah.
Or a banana.
If I had to pick putting Saran wrap on something or putting a condom on something, I'm putting a condom on something.
Oh,
that is so simple.
I'm much more experienced with Saran wrap than a condom.
But what happens, like, if you wrap it with the Saran wrap, now you got to find a rubber band to kind of keep it from moving around.
Saran wrap is the whole idea is if you do it right, it sticks to itself.
Plus, you hope.
And it's windy because the whole hurricane situation, and it's going to fly in
the
wind.
Look, I have to say, I'm not going to
Saran wrap in the wind, no.
Maybe I'm Saran wrap shaming you guys. The Saran wrap, when you put it on right, wind, nothing will stop it. It's good.
Mm. When was the last time you used Saran wrap, BJ?
Dude, I do it all the time in my house. I always have leftovers. Saran wrap is the bomb.
Leftovers.
Again, here's the thing.
Saran
you got to get
the bodies.
You got to... Actually, it is Saran wrap. You're right. It's very Dexter. But you got to get Saran wrap. If you buy the cheap knockoff brand, well, then you know what? I can't guarantee anything. But Saran wrap, Danny, you'll never get out of it. If I wrap you up in Saran wrap, you're done.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like to see this challenge, actually.
Someone just said, we did that once on we were giving away some tickets for something. Oddly enough, it ended up on Evening Magazine with John Curley back when he was doing it. And we Saran wrap people. Their whole body, and they had to run for something. It was so stupid because we were falling over, and now you have other people help them back up because we didn't factor in that like no one can stand themselves back up. It's like tipping a cow.
And Dan, they couldn't get up. They could be a why because they were Saran wrapped so good. Yeah. See, that stuff
is legit.
If they
had a condom, they could get up.
Yeah, a condom, no problem. It's stretchy. You can move around. I just think, look, Vicky, I think.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your condom skills are better than mine. I feel like my saran wrap skills are better than yours.
The texts are coming in. Condoms are an industry standard for theater in for their body mic. Some actors perspire so much that the body pack can get wet and become defective. Non-lube and least expensive is what people use.
Says,
condoms keep a tight seal on a device so water does not get in. We used to cover mic packs with condoms when I was in theater a long time ago.
How about this is the first time I've ever heard of this? That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's just you think you would notice this long before her.
Yeah.
Unless nobody else wants to use it on camera because they're embarrassed. Good for her then.
Or maybe she's like, I don't know, does every condom have like the little tippy tip thing?
Not all of them.
That's what I was going to say.
The reservoir is called.
Aren't they supposed to have a reservoir so that you...
Not all of them have them.
Or you do the old pinch tactic.
Oh, you make your own reservoir space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
So maybe like she just usually has ones that don't have that, so no one ever bothers to question it. They're just like, oh, it's just some kind of a rubber thing that goes over a microphone.
Yeah, that little reservoir is oh, look at all the different.
Because if you see the video and she pulls out the microphone, you see the little tippy question.
We asked Vicky to do research for us on a lot of things, and she can't find stuff. You're in the middle of talking about this, and she all of a sudden has this Venn diagram of condom shapes just ready to show you.
I didn't do well in college. I did really, really well in one class, and it was human sexuality, and we learned about everything.
There you go.
Including contraceptives.
How quickly you pulled up that graph on the screen was unbelievable.
It was bookmarked.
Oh, that's why it was bookmarked.
Did you guys ever have to do the condom on a banana in school?
No. We just had to do it on the pastor, you know, because it was all boys Catholic high school.
Wow. Lady, try the host. I'll be here all weekend.
He held the banana.
I got you.
Yeah.
That does not make it sound better.
They never did sex ed in our high school.
In your Catholic high school. Probably because, you know what, it was something you just learned in the field.
No, they never did.
We never did either.
I couldn't imagine what that would have went like at our high school.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? You know how much more money the Catholic Church would have to pay out if they actually had sex ed classes?
Yeah.
Gosh. Forget about it.
We had in seventh grade, but we didn't ever go. We didn't even talk about condoms, I don't think.
We talked about them, and a teacher pulled one out and showed it to us, and I think she might have used something, but us ourselves didn't do it.
We had to use the lambskin because they didn't create condoms back in the day, so we had the lambskin on the banana is what we did.
I think in the day, had like a class where they were, I don't even know if like it was like a home class. I don't know what the hell it was.
Home ec, they were like, here's how you do a souffle, and here's how you put a condom on a banana.
No, I just remember
what.
There was our gym teacher that like had like a picture of a condom being applied, and goes, "We don't need to go into more detail about this, do we?" Or something like, or it was just like, "Don't make me go." Guys,
why would they have the gym teacher teach that? I mean, that is probably the most unqualified person to teach at the gym teacher.
That was the same. They had our gym teachers come in.
Why?
That was the whole thing. I don't know.
I mean, most of those, I mean, look, the gym teachers I had were all just like really jocks that they were Uncle Rico. I don't know about today, but Uncle Rico was always my gym teacher, and that guy is not qualified to teach sex ed.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the gym teacher.
They didn't do it in the 60s. They didn't teach us. I don't have any memory of sex ed at all. It was just not taught.
Man, I wish I could go back in time and really remember. It's so fuzzy. But I know for a fact that
fuzzy, you're putting it on wrong.
But I know that he taught us other stuff, too. It wasn't just like, hey, sex ed guy.
Here's
gym teacher.
Yeah, here's Father McPetty.
Johnny.
He's coming in to tell you what's up. Yeah. Here's your father, Peter File, is coming in. Father Peter File coming in.
Peter File.
Yeah, he's coming in to teach you sex ed at the Catholic school.
That's a stretch.
Yeah. Hello, Father File. How are you?
I don't even know what that would be like having to tell a room full of like just teenage boys, hey, it's time to tell you how to put a condom on.
It was hard for me to have that conversation with my son.
At least you had the conversation.
I know, if I had to do it in front of a bunch of like a class of kids that aren't mine, I don't want to have to your parents should be telling you this stuff, not me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.